We're at Pine Ridge Golf Club, and we're with Stefan Nahyski and Katie Hurt. Now, Stefan is one of the youth workers for the Windle Valley Youth Project.
That's right.
Is that right?
Correct.
And Katie is an aspiring musician. Now, we published a press release on the Resonance Network a couple of weeks ago about some of the things that you've been up to. So we thought we'd do a little bit of a podcast and hopefully get you to play a bit of music as well for Resonance, which would be fantastic. But before we do that, I just wanted to ask Stefan about the Windle Valley Youth Project, because you awarded Katie a grant.
That's right.
To help further her aspirations. Could you tell, first of all, tell us a little bit about the project?
Okay, the Windle Valley Youth Project started up in the Windlesham Bagshot Lightwater area of Surrey Heath, but now supports young people aged 11 to 18 right across Surrey Heath. And our big thing is really kind of about young people achieving all they can be, whatever stage they're at. So the Step Up grant is something we came up with to try and really encourage young people who are doing well at something, achieving good things, but not really getting any support, kind of at that stage where they're starting to be successful at a regional level or even a national level. But, you know, we want them to succeed. So we do small grants to young people who apply from all sorts of disciplines, music, sport, academic, all sorts of things.
And the Windle Valley Youth Project is really active. I know you and I have been involved in a couple of things together recently.
Yeah.
We did the deep cut thing, the consultation on young people and all the rest of it,
sure.
Particularly to do with military families in the area.
That's right.
And I know that you're heavily involved with the Surrey Heath Youth Council.
That's right. The Youth Project works in a whole range of different areas. We run Friday night youth clubs, a youth cafe for older teens, babysitting courses. The Surrey Heath Youth Council is a really key thing because it's about giving young people a voice across Surrey Heath, and that we're seeing some great things. They've done some great work on Crabtree Skate Park, which we're going to see being renovated this summer thanks to their work. They're talking to View Cinema about cinema prices, the buses about trying to slightly more consistent prices and trying to push the prices down. And just last week they met with the theatre, looking at some of the theatre's new plans for redevelopment, and started talking about some of the things actually teens would like to see at the theatre and about pricing for the theatre. So a really active bunch of young people right across Surrey Heath.
Yeah, and I love the stuff they're doing with social media. I mean, they've done some cracking videos on YouTube. And they're, you know, really confident young people.
Yeah, we've got a range of young people with a whole bunch of different skills. Nick, who's been kind of leading on the videos, but it's not just Nick. There's a whole bunch of people who kind of put those videos together. We're using Twitter, using Facebook, and we've got a website. And I think really importantly, the young people have been doing assemblies in schools.
Right.
A whole range of things from skating into assemblies to talk about the Crabtree thing through all sorts of
engaging other young people and grabbing their attention.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, excellent. Now, Katie,
yes.
You're the reason why we're here tonight. Could you tell us a little bit about your music career to begin with?
Well, my whole life I've loved country music, and since I can remember I've been told that I used to just walk around singing, and I realised that that was what I wanted to do as my career, and I wanted to pursue that as far as I could. Mm-hmm. So I started taking part in competitions and doing gigs and concerts in school and all of that kind of productive things to do with the career.
Yeah.
And then I took part in a competition more recently called Live and Unsigned, which is a national competition. It's actually one of the biggest unsigned music competitions in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all the way through to the semi-finals, or
wow.
They call them area finals, so I was in the London area.
Uh-huh.
And that was in the semi-finals against 22 other people. And I managed to do that out of, I think it's 100,000 people that get through from the whole of England.
Wow.
And so that was a major achievement, and that kind of boosted my confidence a bit.
Yeah.
And then I took part in a competition called Rock the House, which is run by MPs who wanted to further music in schools and other areas, and our local MP Michael Gove submitted my application for his constituency, and I came fourth in the whole competition.
Wow, that's incredible.
So that was an amazing achievement for me. And then most recently I've actually been taking part in a competition called Teen Star, and I'm now at the regional final stage, and I've got the next gig on the 7th of April.
Okay.
So I've got to perform there, and hopefully that will take me through, and then eventually the finals are in the O2, so that's my aim.
Wow, that would be incredible if you played at the O2, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's pretty much everybody's dream, isn't it? Now, what sort of music influences?
People like Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson have been great influences towards me, and also people like older country music like Dolly Parton.
Right.
But it's not just country. I love all types of music, and I'm listening to all sorts at the moment.
So what was the last thing you listened to on your iPod?
I have a feeling, because it was on shuffle, I have a feeling it was a Taylor Swift song.
Right, okay.
Probably one of the new ones on her album.
Yeah, great. Now, the grant that you were awarded by the Windle Valley Youth Project, what did you actually do with that?
Well, I got awarded a £90 grant for that, and I used that to apply for a course at a studio down in Southampton. And it was a week's course. I think it was 10 to 4 o'clock every day, and we did performance and how to perform in groups and on stage by yourself. We did dance, how to create dances for that, and basically group work, building confidence for when you're on stage.
Right.
And at the end of that, they gave us a CD with all of our voice songs, because we got to actually record four songs.
Okay.
And luckily, they gave me a solo in one of a lead in one of the songs. So that was. That was a lot of fun. It kind of made my summer.
Yeah, I'll bet it did. Now, we're hoping to record some of your music now.
Yes.
What have you got in store for us?
Well, recently I started doing songwriting lessons with a music teacher at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I've written a few pieces that have been finished and some that are still working on. And I've started carrying a notepad around to write with me. But mainly kind of more modern country, so kind of pop-infused works that express me, basically.
Okay. Well, we're really looking forward to that. And hopefully, when you... Because you're going on to this competition pretty soon, so will you meet back with us again in the future and let us know how you got on?
I'd love to.
Fantastic. Excellent.
I also... I forgot to mention this. I worked with Ed Sheeran's producer, Jake Gosling, in his studio.
Okay.
And I spent the whole day there with a rapper called Michael Payne.
Right.
And nearing the end of the day, he said, "Would you like to be on the album?" And I got to do the intro for his album. So actually, there's an EP called You Guessed It with him that I read the intro to. So that was also great, fun to do. And also, he was thoroughly supportive of it. So.
Right, that's brilliant. And is that available now for people?
That's available
to download?
On SBTV for people to download from Michael Payne.
Brilliant. Excellent.
I think iTunes as well.
All right, fantastic. Okay.
Crashing down around me, but I just don't hear the sound.
be fine.